to be with all of you in Sri Vrindavan. And tonight, His Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaj will speak. But since he is not here yet, I will say something. Just to prepare your consciousness for his divine appearance. Yesterday, we briefly spoke on the subject of Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohan and Sri Radha Govinda Dev. We read in Srimad Bhagavatam on the full moon night of Sharad season, Krishna wanted to reveal the crescendo of the highest love and devotion. It was on this night that he stood under the Bamsibat tree, which is just a few minutes from here, and played upon his flute. The infinite love of Krishna's heart poured through his beautiful smiling lips, creating the most intoxicating spiritual music through his flute. Our acharyas explain that Krishna is all attractive. He possesses all opulences in full. Especially his beautiful face is the essence of all sweetness. And his lips are the essence of the sweetness of his face. And when the love of his heart pours through his lips into the flute, it creates a sound which entered into each of the gopis' ears. And they could hear Krishna personally calling for each and every one of them. They left everything only to give happiness to Krishna. Our acharyas teach us that it is not that the gopis wanted to enjoy Krishna. They wanted to be enjoyed by Krishna. And because Krishna's enjoyment is seeing them enjoy, they enjoyed infinitely only for the purpose of giving Krishna infinite enjoyment. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the greatest, most renounced acharyas, sannyasis, babas in our line tell us that the deepest, most complete form of renunciation is the ecstatic love of the gopis of Vrindavan. They ran through the forest, leaving behind all of their worldly attachments to family, to prestige, to home, to safety, for Krishna's pleasure, and met Krishna under this holy tree. Approximately 500 years ago, Paramananda Bhattacharya, who was very, very dear friends with Madhu Pandit, disciple of Gadadhar Pandit, discovered on the bank of the Yamuna, under the Bamsiba tree, under the sand, the deity of Sri Gopinath, who, as we explained yesterday, was originally carved by Vajranabha about 5,000 years ago, but was lost to the vision of the world for a long time. Madhu Pandit Goswami, he worshipped the deity of Gopinath with his heart, his life, and his soul. When the consort of Nityananda Prabhu, Janava Devi, came to Vrindavan with many of her close associates after the first Gaurpurnima festival in Khetri Gram, which was hosted by Narottam Das Thakur, she would visit all of the different Goswami's temples. After Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda departed from this mortal world, she was honored as the senior most acharya of our whole sampradaya. And even the great Goswamis worshipped her as such. On her trip to Vrindavan, she was put through so many challenges. There were murderers and thieves that wanted to kill her, thinking that she must have a lot of money. Otherwise, why so many people are following her? There were smarta Brahmins who were worshippers of demigods who consider her to be a great threat to the whole Vedic society, since she had so many Brahmins who were following her, surrendering to her. Thousands of villagers and townspeople were giving their lives to her. And she was teaching devotion to Krishna. And she was a female. They decided she must die. But through so many incredible arrangements, usually the demigod that they worshipped would come to her, would come to them with all of her weapons on the lion that she rode on and scream at her so-called devotees, saying, Janavi Devi is my worshipable deity. I am but an expansion or expansion of her expansions. If you don't surrender to her with your whole heart and soul, I, your worshipable deity, will come to destroy you. So all these different opposing parties, they all fell at her feet at different times, and graciously she forgave them, initiated them, and induced them to follow the path of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and her beloved consort Nityananda Prabhu, and give up all varieties of religion and just surrender by raising their arms, dancing in ecstasy and chanting the holy names. She was such a motherly soul. Although great renunciates like Jiva Goswami, Lokanath Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami were honoring her, she would go to each of the temples and cook offerings for the deities. From Bengal, she brought silks and jewels specially arranged for each of the Goswami's deities. And she would love to cook for all the devotees and personally serve them with her own hands. She roamed throughout Vrindavan. She went to Sri Radha Kund, where Raghunath Das Goswami fell at her feet. And she pacified him in his intense feelings of separation from Lord Chaitanya. Before she was to leave Vrindavan, she went to Radha Gopinath Temple for the darshan. It was evening time. And just as she was there, she was looking at Gopinath. His Holiness Giriraj Swami wants me to speak for a few more minutes. She saw that Sri Radharani was so tiny and Gopinath in comparison was very large in size. And she thought in her mind that Radharani is so small. But then as that thought appeared, immediately she was thinking, who am I to make such a judgment whether Radha is small and Krishna is big? This is how they appeared. So without saying anything to anyone, after the aarti she left. When she took rest that night at her residence, she had a dream. In the dream, the Murti of Gopinath appeared to her. He was playing his flute. And then he spoke. He said, Janava Devi, what you're saying is correct. Radharani is too small for me. I want you to go back to your place of Kardaha in Bengal and have a new deity of Radharani that is suitable to my size made. And then Srimati Radharani, little Radharani, appeared to Janava Devi in the dream, and she said, whatever my beloved Lord said is what I want also. So she had a mission. And soon after she left Vrindavan and walked all the way back to Bengal, near Panihati is the village of Kardaha, where she lived with Lord Nityananda Prabhu for so many years. And there, an expert craftsman named Nayana was called to carve the deity. And Janavi Devi very, very carefully guided every moment of his carving. And when the deity was carved and cast, she had a beautiful festival. to put Srimati Radharani on a boat. And on that boat, she sent some of the most close associates of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. And she sent many gold coins and necklaces, jewelry, cloths, spices to Vrindavan for not only Radha Gopinath, but all the different deities of the Goswamis. And on the ghat, as the boat was departing on the river Ganga, Janava Devi, with loving tears in her eyes and folded palms, she prayed to Gopinath here in Vrindavan that, my dear Lord, please arrange for your beloved Srimati Radharani to have a safe and happy journey into your eternal abode. Then she sent a message very quickly to Narottam Das Thakur, to Srinivasacharya, to Shamananda, that the deity would be stopping in Katwa, because that was on the way. And when the boat arrived in Katwa, all these great personalities with so many of their disciples were having Harinam Sankirtan at the ghat as Radharani with her devotees approached on a boat. Srinivasacharya got on and started offering gifts. Narottam Das Thakur worshipped Srimati Radharani. They were all one by one offering their love, their devotion. And when the king, Birambir, who previously, he was a dacoit, he was actually the ruler over criminals and thieves and killers. That's how he made so much of his wealth and became so powerful. But by the influence of Srinivasacharya, he became a humble and gentle devotee who just wanted to be the servant of the servant of the servant of everyone. And when this king, Birambir, when he saw the loving exchanges of all these different devotees who came together to honor Srimati Radharani, he was struck with wonder. He understood at that time that the real testimony of true devotion is how devotees lovingly serve each other, honor each other with Sri Radha and Krishna in the center of their lives. Vrindavan is a place where, because everyone loves Krishna, everyone loves each other. And when Krishna sees all the devotees loving each other, that gives him unlimited happiness. When Srimati Radharani came to Vrindavan, there was a beautiful, glorious festival to install her beside Sri Gopinath. Madhu Pandit was very, very happy to preside over this ceremony. And the little deity of Radharani was put next to her, on the other side of Gopinath. And we learn from our Vaishnav literatures that sometime after this, Janavi Devi herself came back to Vrindavan. She put a close to her pastimes within this world by going on the altar and entering into the form of the small deity of Srimati Radharani. Because Janava Devi in Krishna's Leela in Goloka is Srimati Radharani's younger sister, Ananga Manjari. From that time, that small deity still there is worshipped as Ananga Manjari, Sri Janava Devi. Sri Sri Radha Gopinath ki jai. Gopinath is our Prayojana Murti. He is worshipped and bestows upon his devotees who worship him the ultimate perfection of the prema of the gopis. This is the single purpose of the Gaudiya Vaishnav Sampradaya. Na danam na janam na sundarim kabitam vaja kadisha kamaye mama janmani janmanishwari bhavatad bhakti rahoit kitvai. We simply want to serve with love, unconditionally. And this love of the inhabitants of Vrindavan was the special gift of Lord Chaitanya that Srila Prabhupada brought to the whole world. I believe, Giriraj Maharaj, you want me to speak till 6:30? So I'll just tell one. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was on his South Indian tour, he went to Sri Rangam, where he danced in ecstatic love before the Murti of Ranganath. And as he raised his arms with tears of compassion toward everybody around, how could anybody resist from joining the Nam Sankirtan of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Soon there were dozens, then there were hundreds, then there were thousands of people in Sri Rangam dancing and chanting like they had never done before. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was flooding that holy city with Krishna prema. Venkata Bhatta, who was a Brahmin and a priest of the temple, he fell in love with the Lord, fell at his feet, and invited him to his home. When Venkata Bhatta welcomed the Lord into his home, he washed Lord Chaitanya's feet with great devotion. Then he took that water and sprinkled it on his own head, sprinkled on his wife's head, and his two brothers, Trimala Bhatt and Prabodhananda Saraswati, and then gave that water to his little seven-year-old son, Gopal Bhatta, to drink. Seeing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's beautiful form, feeling Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's compassion, and drinking the water that had washed Lord Chaitanya's feet, the little boy fell to the ground, weeping in ecstatic love uncontrollably. From that moment, his life, his soul, his everything was only to serve Lord Chaitanya. For the next 4 months, little seven-year-old Gopal was constantly engaging in simple menial services to Lord Gauranga. One day, a thought struck his heart. This is my beloved Lord, and in Navadvip, He had his beautiful consort with him. He had wonderful, long, flowing hair. But now he's taken sannyas. He's renounced his home, his beloved mother, his family. He's cut his hair. He's taken off all his elegant jewels and his nice clothes to wear the drab cloth of an ascetic sannyasi. It was breaking his heart to see his Lord performing such severe austerities as a swami. And again throughout the day, he would be crying silently within his own heart, "Why am I so unfortunate that I could not take birth in Navadvip, where I could see my Lord as the supreme enjoyer? Why have I taken birth to see him in the state of a sannyasi?" He could practically not even sleep at night. He was in such a state, crying out, "O Gauranga, O Gauranga." And toward the end of one night, he fell asleep. And as he fell asleep, he had a vision. There was Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, Advaitacharya, and the other devotees walking along the banks of the Ganges in Navadvip. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had beautiful, beautiful long hair. He had wonderful flower garlands around him, and he smiled at little Gopal, and Gopal was walking beside him. Then Nityananda and Advaita called little Gopal and said, "We want to tell you a secret." But just before they spoke anything in his ear, he woke up. He was so shaken by this, he ran to where Lord Chaitanya actually was, who was sitting in a room. And he fell at Lord Chaitanya's feet crying. And he looked up at Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya smiled upon him. And then before his own eyes, wide awake, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifested his beautiful form as Shyamasundar, playing his flute in the forests of Vrindavan. He saw the peacock feather adorning his hair, his complexion like a dark monsoon cloud, his clothes like lightning, wearing a beautiful garland of 5 different types of forest flowers. Little Gopal then saw that beautiful form of Krishna, Sri Nandanandana, transform into Navadvip Chandra. Lord Chaitanya in his lila in Navadvip with his long, beautiful hair, with his arms raised, he saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inducing the world to chant the holy names of Krishna.
Krishna, 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 Krishna.
Little Gopal was so overwhelmed in ecstatic love, he fell at Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet, grabbed his feet, and started bathing the Lord's feet with his tears. And when he looked up, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sitting as a sannyasi. And the Lord lifted up Gopal and put him on his lap and embraced him and bathed the child with his tears as Gopal bathed the Lord with his tears. Lord Chaitanya told him, "I am sending you to Vrindavan. In due course of time, you must go there. And there you will meet Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. And you will be just like their third brother. There, all of your most innermost desires will be fulfilled. But for now, you must stay here in Sri Rangam and carefully serve your mother and father, who are my dear beloved devotees. During these 4 months, the happiness of Sri Rangam cannot be explained in mortal words. But as the Chaturmasya was approaching the end, Venkata Bhatta, Trimala Bhatta, Prabodhananda Saraswati, and Gopal Bhatta, they were grieving that soon our beloved Lord is going to leave us. What will be our life? We have become so deeply, deeply attached to doing Harinam Sankirtan throughout the day with Lord Chaitanya, hearing Hari Katha and Vrindavan Katha with the Lord, going to see the darshan of Ranganath with the Lord, bathing in the river Kaveri with the Lord. How will we survive? Alas, that day came where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu departed. And the family, the only solace they had, practically day and night, they just discussed among themselves the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the pastimes of Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan that he had awakened in their hearts. Gopal became disciple of his uncle, Prabodhananda Saraswati. How he learned the Vedic literatures according to the conclusions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His scholarship was literally known throughout the entire land of India. And some years later, when his mother and father were about to depart from the world, they blessed Gopal. On Lord Chaitanya's direction, go to Vrindavan and serve the Lord with your heart and soul. And then chanting the names of Krishna, Venkata Bhatta and his good wife passed from this world to the spiritual realm. By foot, Gopal Bhatta went to Vrindavan. At that time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was at the Tota Gopinath temple with Gadadhar Pandit and all of his very, very close associates. And he was just wondering, whatever happened to Gopal? Of course, the Lord knows everything. But at the same time, for the sake of intimate, loving exchanges with his devotees, these are actually his feelings. Just at that moment, a messenger came with a letter from Rupa and Sanatana Goswami. Said, today Gopal Bhatta has arrived in Vrindavan. And we are like brothers together for your happiness. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so happy. He sent with those messengers back to Vrindavan the wooden seat that Lord Chaitanya would personally sit on when he would do his worship, and his own kopan, or outer cloth, as gifts for Gopal Bhatta Goswami. When Gopal Bhatta Goswami was living here in Vrindavan, in the association of Rupa and Sanatana, later Jiva Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Lokanath Goswami, Bhugarbha Goswami. He was so dear to everyone's heart. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was ordered by all the Vaishnavas to write Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. But Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he felt that he had no qualification. The only qualification was the blessings of the Vaishnavas. So he went to each and every Vaishnav with great humility, not just as a formality, but he honored, respected the Vaishnavas so deeply that he felt it's only possible with their blessings. When he came to Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami certainly bestowed his full heartfelt blessings on Kaviraj Goswami, but requested him, do not write about me in this literature. What an incredible personality. This was going to be the most important literature, the postgraduate study of Srimad Bhagavatam for all time to come. Wouldn't you like some chapters about you in that book? For all the world to read forever? But Gopal Bhatta Goswami simply wanted to see all the other devotees glorified. So only very discreetly did Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami mention his name. While he described in great detail so many of the other associates of the Lord in Vrindavan. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared to Gopal Bhatta Goswami and told him to go to Nepal, what is now called Nepal, to the river Gandaki. There, with his water pot, he took water for his bath, and in the pot, 12 Shalagram Shilas appeared. So he put the Shalagram Shilas back in the Gandaki and took more water out, and 12 Shalagram Shilas again were there. This happened 3 times. And he came to the conclusion that the Lord must want to come back to Vrindavan with me to worship in these Shilas. So he brought them back and worshiped them with great devotion. One time, a very wealthy person came to Vrindavan to give ornaments and clothes and crowns to the different deities of the great Goswamis. And he offered to Gopal Bhatta Goswami. But there's only so much you can offer to a Shalagram Shila. In his heart, Krishna manifested himself within Gopal's heart to create the desire to be worshipped by Gopal in another form. We should understand that the heart of the desire of such pure souls are mirrors of Krishna's desire. When Gopal Bhatta Goswami was thinking, I would like to offer more intimate loving service to the threefold bending form of Krishna, it meant Krishna wanted to receive that devotion from him. It was Narasingha Chaturdasi. And on that day, Gopal Bhatta prayed to Lord Krishna that for your little devotee Prahlad, you appeared in a transcendental form out of a stone pillar. If it is your desire, please appear from this stone Shalagram Shila in your transcendental form so that I can serve you. The next morning, He woke up, took his bath in the Yamuna River, collected some water to perform his abhishek, and when he came to bathe his shalagrams, one of those shilas, the Damodar Shila, had manifest the form of Krishna, standing in his tribhanga, threefold bending form, playing upon his flute. So beautiful. Gopal Bhatta Goswami, in great ecstasy, he called for Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, and the others, and they all came there to have a beautiful festival. And when they saw the form of Sri Radha Raman, they were struck with wonder. He was a self-manifesting deity that grew right out of a shalagram shila with such fine features, little teeth and fingernails, and each of his limbs were so beautiful. We are describing how Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Govinda, and Radha Gopinath, each of them perfectly represented the feet, the chest, and the flute-playing hands, and the face of the Lord. Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojana. And all the Goswamis unanimously agreed that the feet of Madan Mohan, the flute playing of Gopinath, and the smiling face of Govinda are all together fully manifested in the form of Gopal Bhatta Goswami's Murti. And because just close by is Niduban, where Krishna renders loving service for the pleasure of Radha, the Goswamis name the deity Radha Raman. And Gopal Bhatta Goswami worshipped that deity with his heart and soul. One day, in his humility, he was feeling, a certain pain in his heart. That who am I to worship the beautiful threefold bending form of Radha Raman? It is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's the one that showered all blessings upon me. He's the one that gave me entrance into Vrindavan. He's the one who opened the doors to Braj Bhakti for me. He's the one who gave me the association of Rupa and Sanatan and Raghunath Das. He's my all in all. And my beloved father, who Lord Chaitanya told me to serve till he died. Before he left this body, he gave me the instruction to worship Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with my heart and soul. Who am I to be worshiping Krishna? Radha Raman was looking down at Gopal Bhatta Goswami with a smile on his face. Because the Lord knows our heart. And as Gopal Bhatta looked at the beautiful smiling face of Sri Radha Raman, Radha Raman manifested himself as Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with golden complexion. Krishna, who had taken the form of Lord Chaitanya with the complexion and the sweet love of Sri Radharani in his heart. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu glanced and smiled in the ecstasy of love, crying tears, chanting the holy names as Gopal Bhatta Goswami was beholding this beautiful darshan. Suddenly, that form of Lord Gauranga transformed into Sri Radha Raman, playing upon his flute. Radharaman would speak to Gopal Bhatta Goswami and fulfill all of his desires. Gopal Bhatta Goswami, before departing into Krishna's eternal abode of Goloka, he established very, very high devotional standards of worship. And to this day, the descendants of his disciples have preserved it. At one time, Srila Prabhupada told the devotees that we should study the worship of Radharaman temple to understand that spirit of worship of the deity. And tonight, we have with us one of Srila Prabhupada's very, very close, loving associates who received, personally, he probably received more individual instructions from Prabhupada than 90% of all of Prabhupada's disciples together. Of course, every word of every page of every one of Prabhupada's books and lectures and everything he ever said to any of his disciples that we've heard, they're all intimate personal instructions to us. And we should see it that way. When Srila Prabhupada was writing his books and his commentaries, it was Radharani. It was Sri Ras Bihariji. It was Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. It was our whole parampara of great acharyas, intimate associates from the spiritual world, including the six Goswamis. They were speaking through Srila Prabhupada's ecstatic, loving heart to each and every one of us. We can think of it this way because if we understand it this way, it is the truth. As Krishna played his flute and each gopi heard Krishna calling her, as Krishna would call the name of the cows and each cow would hear only her name, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu during kirtan, sometimes every devotee was thinking, he's only looking at me. It's Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy manifesting through Srila Prabhupada. So when we're reading his books, we should think like this. At this moment, Srila Prabhupada is speaking personally to me. This shouldn't make us proud. It should make us very humble and very grateful because we should know he's doing the same thing for everyone else. And this should give us eagerness to want to hear from him, to want to somehow or other escape from whatever we're doing whenever we can, to hear Srila Prabhupada speak to us. This is the way Prabhupada was empowered. And to get a deep, intimate glimpse of how we can actually experience Prabhupada's presence in his tapes, in his books, in the service they render to his devotees and to his mission, Srila Prabhupada had beautiful pastimes with many of his very, very close associates. And when they share their memories, they open the doors for all of us. To feel this enthusiasm. Yes, I too am being called like this. Let us all pray that we can have this realization and be grateful to such surrendered associates of our Gurudev, like His Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaj, who spent so many beautiful moments, days, weeks with Srila Prabhupada in Mumbai, in Calcutta, in Madras, in Mayapur, and here in Sri Vrindavan Dham. Let us welcome Giriraj Swami Maharaj.